Constantine. He was the pastor in the Church of the Nativity in Novato for 27 years, and he has been a priest for, 46?
46 now, yeah.
Oh, 46 now, so, and counting, right?
And counting.
And so he, you know, we were talking about what he could talk about, and he suggested, well, what about 46 years of pastoral experience? I'm like, that sounds absolutely wonderful. I want to hear about that.
Well,
so I'm very much looking forward to hearing this, Father, and sort of
thank
you.
Thank you. Well, I want to thank you very much for the invitation. This was her way. Says, you know, you haven't been here to visit for a while. So maybe if we invite you to speak, we'll get you to come. But I appreciate it. Actually, yeah. The ladies from our parish were here, I think, just a couple of weeks ago. It's been a couple of years for me, at least, and it's just beautiful. God bless you and the work you're doing here. So thank you very much for asking me, Mother Melania. Now, in Greek, is that Melani? Is that is your, December 31st? Is
it? Yes.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Okay, great. And I greet you in the love of our Lord. Christ is in our midst. So as Mother was saying, when she asked me to speak, I said, what should I talk about? She said, well, it's up to you. So it's interesting because, I've just been retired for a year now. And actually, this is an anniversary of sorts. So I thought I would talk about, just reflect on a few things and share some things with you. And we have some time for Q&A after.
Absolutely.
That'll be helpful too, in terms of maybe sparking some things that I don't talk. I'm just going to speak just generally. But actually, my ministry began 54 years ago today, on September 9th. That's the day that I left to travel to Boston, Massachusetts to begin my seminary studies. Yeah. I was 18 years old at that time. It's a long time ago, and I thank God for that. I really do. So, just come with me for a while. Be patient, all right? And as I reflect on those years, and I do so with profound, really, thanks and gratitude to God for His mercy, His blessings, His patience, His mercy, His forgiveness, and His love and His grace. But I also want to invite you to come along and to reflect with me on your own personal journey in life, spiritual journey in life in Christ. Because any reflection on pastoral life or our Christian life has to begin with our faith in Christ, our relationship with our precious Lord. I feel it's a great privilege to be able to serve the Lord as a priest. But what a privilege we all have to know God, to know Christ, and to serve Him in whatever capacity we've been called to do so. So we all serve the Lord in different ways, clergy and laity. St. Paul reminds us that we are fellow workers with God. God's field, God's building. So as Christians, we are brothers and sisters in Christ, cooperating, ideally cooperating with one another, working under God's care. We're direct partners with God, immediately working with Him in our various acts of service, whatever they may be. As a priest, as a monastic, as a lay person in the life of your parish, in your particular profession, offering your gifts, your talents, your time in different ways. Whether it be, again, administration, teaching, helping, giving, guiding, evangelizing, witnessing, visiting the sick, outreach, whatever it may be. So let's recall again the words of St. Paul and that first very beautiful letter, first letter of Corinthians chapter 3, that we're co-workers with God. He tells us that the building That's you and me, right? It's all of us. The building, not the physical church. The building is us, the church itself, the body of Christ, as he refers in other places, and the foundation is Christ himself. That means that the Lord is the one who's the unshakable foundation, ground, security, and hope of everything in our Christian community. If the community is to hold together and function as it was meant to function, that is to be, by God's grace, a living temple permeated by his Spirit, then everything done in the church must be anchored, obviously, and related to the living Christ. I have to read something here forgive me. Before, while we were coming up and while I was preparing for the talk, my presbytera, my matushka, presbytera, different, the one who keeps me in line, sort of the joke, man. I always have the last word at home, yes dear. But she says, don't read. She says, just talk and keep eye contact. I said, I'll try my best. But St. John Chrysostom, in one of his many homilies on Corinthians, makes it clear that the field and the building St. Paul is talking about belongs to God. And he says the following: upon this foundation, then, let us build. And let us cling to it as a branch to a vine. Let there be no gap between us and Christ. For if there is any gap, immediately we perish. For the branch by its adherence draws in the fatness, and the building stands because it is cemented together. Let us not then merely keep hold of Christ, but let us be cemented to him. Let us cleave to him by our works. For he who keeps my commandments, the same abides in me, says the Lord. He is the head, we are the body. He is the foundation, we are the building. He is the vine, we the branches. He is the bridegroom, and we the bride. He is the shepherd, we the sheep. He is the way, we they who walk on it. Again, we are the temple, he the indweller. He is the only begotten, we the brothers and sisters. He is the heir, we are heirs together with him. He is the life, we the living. He is the resurrection, we those who rise again. He is the light, and we the enlightened. One of my favorite Orthodox authors and thinkers is the late Father Lev Gillet, I think it's pronounced. He went by the pen name of Monk of the Eastern Church. He writes in a book, one of his many, Serve the Lord with Gladness. These are reflections on the Eucharist and the priesthood. He writes the following: there's only one priest in the fullest meaning of the word. There is only one priest who both offers and is offered according to the words of our liturgy. This unique priest is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Nevertheless, Jesus wanted to give all people an active part in his work of redemption and sanctification. He did not bestow his sacerdotal grace only upon a chosen few, but rather upon all Christians, upon all Christians, of whom the Apostle Peter says, you are a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. You are a royal priesthood. 1 Peter. In a very concrete way, then, we can speak of a universal priesthood, a priesthood of all believers. Every one of us is truly a priest insofar as we can unite ourselves to the priestly offering and intercession of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Certain persons, however, of course, are ministers of Christ's sacraments in a special way. They are celebrants of word and sacrament. Their priesthood is not essentially different from that of all believers, but they have a special mission in and from the church to express and to carry out the universal priesthood. They receive a special grace in order to perform this public duty. That's the privilege, serve as an ordained priest. Both the universal priesthood and the specially consecrated priesthood derive from the unique priesthood of Christ. A priest is nothing without the priesthood of Jesus Christ. He is a priest only to the degree that he is united to the person and the work of the Savior. The starting point, therefore, of all reflection on the priesthood and 46 years of pastoral ministry can only be this. One can be a priest according to the mind and heart of God only by becoming one with Jesus, the one and only true priest. So I invite you again, along with myself, to think about our shared priesthood, if you will. All of us, as believers, as members of Christ's body, the church, have a calling to imitate the divine, to be one with the Lord. Again, St. Peter reminds us, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So perhaps the first thing to reflect on regarding my 46 years as a priest, but regarding our priesthood together, is that it isn't ours, but it's Christ's. It's a gift of pure grace and love. God has taught me much in my service to Him through others, and I have learned much from many. Life is a gift, and our life in Christ, the most precious gift. God is very patient, I've learned. Long-suffering towards us, and is always attempting to bring us closer to Him through all the different circumstances of life, the people we meet, the things that we deal with, our challenges, and so forth. He teaches us through our mistakes and through others. He's our constant support. We live by grace. I like this. You're familiar with the poem, The Footprints, remember? Follow this. Christ is showing him his whole life. And then there's two sets of, then there's just one set, and he asks at the end, what happened when there was only one set? He says, well, those are the times I carried you. I have to be quite frank, I really feel that in my life there's only been one set of prints the whole time. A priest is as human as anybody else, obviously. Yet we're called, not just the priest, but all of us, to imitate the divine. Yes, as a priest, we're granted awesome privileges and responsibilities. Father Anthony Costuras, I don't know if any of you knew Father Anthony. Yeah. Blessed memory, was to me a mentor, a spiritual father, a guide, a genuine model of love for Christ and dedication. He wrote this to me in a letter. I met him in, by the way, 1948. He was a young priest. I had just been assigned to the parish in Los Angeles where I grew up, and I'll talk about that in a minute. He really was an inspiration to me. And along with others that I will mention, an inspiration and a model for me, a real role model for me, especially my growing up years. He wrote this in a letter to me. I had written to him prior to my leaving to the seminary, because by that time he was in San Francisco. He said, a priest's work revolves around two spheres, earths and eternities. To work for something which has a beginning, our life, but no end, eternal life, is as valuable as life itself. So as a priest works and ministers to the best of his ability, as all of us are called to do. He's constantly aware of his own inadequacies, weaknesses, and he prays that God, through the Holy Spirit and the grace of the priesthood, will continue to heal what is infirm and complete what is lacking and inadequate in him. Just the prayer that the bishop read over him one day he was ordained.